The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Oh, May 26th. Oh, then I've had my birthday since then. I didn't realize that. Yes, my birthday was on Sunday the 29th, and of course Big Fatty called it my fake birthday, but it really, that was my real birthday. I am now 58 years old. I think I know I mentioned that I was having a birthday coming up soon. Birthday weekend was kind of quiet. My husband and I went to museums on Saturday.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, my fake birthday was on the 29th.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3995. The BFO for Monday the 29th of May 2023, y'all, coming up on today's... Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the first half of my weekend, and we've got some voice letters. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, y'all. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday, or in the U.S. of A., your Memorial Day is going well. Y'all, just I know that Brian in the Bury likes to remind everyone of this, that Memorial Day is to honor those who served in the armed forces and died for their country. They gave the ultimate sacrifice, as they say. Armed Forces Day is the day we honor our current members of the armed forces, and Veterans Day is the day that we honor those who served and have gone on to other things in their lives. So y'all, on this Memorial Day, it's time to just take a moment today and give thanks for the freedoms we have.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 29th of May, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, never met either one of these folks in person, but y'all, you know, I'm heading up to meet a Palooza. Because I'm pre-recording this, but anyway, y'all, and it's the anniversarium of my Northeast Straight Yeti and Mrs. Northeast Straight Yeti, and y'all, very close to, we're somewhat close. To where they live, but y'all, Mrs. Northeast Straight Yeti is going out of town. She's gonna have a good anniversarium because she's leaving Dan, my Northeast Straight Yeti, at home alone, Big Fatty, home alone with little Logan and Evan and Big Fatty. It sounds like that's the best anniversarium gift ever. So y'all, if you see my Northeast Straight Daddy, wish him luck.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but I am. Y'all, today, the 29th of May, y'all, in some people's minds, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's fake. But I've met this person face to face. Down there in the Nolens at the Pride 48, y'all, he's been doing little shows longer than Big Fatty, but not as many, no, cause he pod-faded there for many years, but he's back, Big Fatty, the regularity is, you could use a little Metamucil, it's true, he loves a gangbang, Big Fatty, only because he likes to ask those vulgar questions, it's true. And, y'all, he's been on several of Big Fatty's crumb spectaculars over the years. And y'all, quite frankly, has a drinking problem. Every time he sees a bottle of wine, he drinks it. And Big Fatty, he didn't have any problem with that. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. But y'all, if you put some fancy food down in front of him, he'll send it back and I don't know what he'll get, but it won't be anything fancy. Y'all loves a elementary school sheet cake. Yes, and y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Archer Big Lady. We love Archer, we do. So y'all, if you see Archer on the Twitter or the Metaspace or even the Woolly Mammoths, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope the husband makes him a big old piece of boring vanilla sheet cake. Yes, Big Fatty, yes.
Happy birthday.
So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. And y'all, just to be up front, I am recording this on Saturday afternoon prior to my trip up to the Connecticut for Meetapalooza. But y'all, there was plenty going on, and I thought I'd go ahead and knock the Monday little show out so I didn't have that lingering over me when I on a travel day. But y'all can't think of anything in particular that happened on Thursday. Y'all, I will tell you this. This weekend, for right day and Saturday, y'all, it's been cold. I mean, it went down to 54 on Friday night, and y'all, it's just been rainy and cold and just dank is what it's been. And but y'all, I've loved it. I've loved every minute of it. But anyway, nothing in particular of note. We had for right day at Fatty's, y'all. I wanted to break in my new griddle on my new grill because I was having brufkas for supper that night, and so y'all. But it was rainy and dreary and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, I did it anyway. I cooked my sausage patties, and I cooked the bafron, and I cooked the pancakes on the griddle out in the yard. Ready? Pancake supper in the yard. But we ate in the house, and y'all, we had that. And then I cooked the scrambled eggs in the house, and y'all had the last of the Mr. Sticky Buns that Daddy Ron brought down when he visited. He had told me that they freeze really well. So y'all, It was Durwood and the Nip and Granny and young Nicholas, since he's got his new can. So he stopped by, and y'all, we just had a good time, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. But y'all, everybody was gone by about 8:30. I think everybody was ready after sticky buns and pancakes. Everybody was going into the cab a coma. So I could understand that. And y'all, Big Fatty fired. I didn't leave the windows open on Friday night because, y'all, the humidity was so high. Well, Big Fatty was 100%. It was raining. Well, that's true. But it was 54. So anyway, I didn't leave the windows open. But, y'all, the electric camisole felt so good. And anyway, I slept like a baby. And I know one thing. Thursday afternoon, it must have been after I recorded the little show. Y'all, my next door neighbor, he's just one of the kindest people that you'll meet, both he and his wife. Y'all, he was out cutting the grass in his yard, and all of a sudden he's cutting the grass in at the villa, and Edge did the edging and blew it and all that. And y'all, I had a little card here at the house that it said on the front, "The world needs more people like you." And then I wrote a little note on the inside. He was out in the front yard working on things and all that kind of stuff. And I laid the card. He had got him a new edger, and the box and all was sitting there. So I just laid the card right there on the box. And y'all, I'm just very, very lucky to have friends and neighbors and all that do kind little things. And he always says, "Oh, you don't have that big of a yard. It's not that big of a deal." But y'all, it is a big deal for me. But anyway, got up Saturday morning, it was cold, so I put on jogging pants and a long sleeve shirt and my hoodie, and I was off on the morning nipple walk. I only did 5 acres, cause y'all, it was, you know, it would mist a little bit, and then it would be okay, and then it mist a little bit, and you know, the forecast was, you know, flipping, flopping, and the bands of rain are moving in and out and all this kind of stuff. So I said I'd just stick close to home. But y'all, I got my nipple walking in, closed my rings, y'all, I had cheese toast and the leftover Bafran. Sent the Nip home with the leftover pancakes and sausage patties, and young Nicholas went home with the leftover Mr. Sticky Buns. Big Fatty, I bet he wants some Mr. Sticky, but well, that's different. But anyway, I've just been here at the villa this afternoon, recorded the LFC with Veda, and because he and the Jar are off to Rap World. And y'all, I'm getting on the aluminium tube of death at 7 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, and I'll be back in Charleston around 6 p.m. in the evening on Tuesday. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been the first half of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
I don't know why.
thing, you.
I'll tell you. I don't know why. Sometimes it rings and rings and rings, and other times it just goes right to voicemail. I feel like you screen my phone calls. Interesting. Catching up on a couple little shows, and it's always nice to hear the Game Night Guys theme song. Always catching me off guard. Makes me really miss that show. And actually, I think the clip that you played may have been from the episode that made me start to listen to your little show. Maybe. I don't know. I'm gonna call for something else, and now I don't remember. Must not be important. Well, I hope you're well. Oh, I know what it was. Good morning, Big Mommy. There you go. Love you.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is my Northeast Stray, Daddy! And, Dan, thank you so much. For the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I assume that good morning, Big Mommy, is for Mrs. Northeast Straight Daddy, since it's your anniversarium. So, and I'm sure you'll play this for her because she just loves the Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Okay, whatever. But thank you for calling.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
One day, Farmer Jones was in town picking up supplies for his farm. He stopped by the hardware store and picked up a bucket and an anvil, then stopped by the livestock dealer to buy a couple of chickens and a goose. Now he had a problem, how to carry all of his purchases home. The livestock dealer said, "Why don't you put the anvil in the bucket, carry the bucket in one hand, put a chicken underneath each arm, and carry the goose in the other hand?" "Hey, thanks," the farmer said, and went off. While walking, he met a fair young lady with rather large, beautiful breasts. She told him she was lost and asked, "Can you tell me how to get to 1515 Mockingbird Lane?" The farmer said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to visit my brother at 1516 Mockingbird Lane. Let's take a shortcut and go down this alley. We'll save half the time to get there." The fair young lady said, "How do I know that when we get into the alley, you won't hold me up against the wall, pull down my skirt, and ravish me?" The farmer said, "I'm carrying a bucket and an anvil, two chickens and a goose. How in the world could I possibly hold you up against the wall and do that?" The young lady said, "Set the goose down, put the bucket over the goose, and put the anvil on top of the bucket, and I'll hold the chickens." Have a good day.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Jimmy Bear, and dear Gussie, Big Fatty, we haven't had a kerfuffle in a long time. It's true. Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for that, and y'all, maybe that'll put a smile on your face as you're celebrating enjoying your Labor Day, not Labor Day. Big Fatty, I knew you'd fuck it up. Memorial Day. Yes, Big Fatty, are you packing your white shoes? I am. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'll be recording up there in the Connecticut, so you'll hear more about Meetapalooza and visiting with the Danburys, or the Burries, and Archer, just out of curiosity, if there anything that you want to admit on the 29th?
Big Fatty, my fake birthday was on the 29th.
Well, we've known that. I don't know why you keep trying to tell people it's the real one, Double Dipper.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.